Page 51. Lion. The narrator is Saru, a 30-year-old man.
When I was growing up in Hobart, I had a map of India on my bedroom wall. My mother, my adoptive mother, Mum, had put it there to help me feel at home when I arrived from that country at the age of 6 to live with them in 1987. She had to teach me what the map represented. I was completely uneducated and don't think I even knew what a map was, let alone the shape of India. The map's hundreds of place names swam before me in my childhood. Long before I could read them, I knew that the immense V of the Indian subcontinent was a place teeming with cities and towns, with deserts and mountains, rivers and forests, the Ganges, the Himalayas, tigers, gods, and it came to fascinate me. I would stare up at the map, lost in the thought that somewhere among all those names was the place I had come from, the place of my birth. I knew it was called Jinisle, but whether that was the name of a city, or a town, or a village, or maybe even a street, and where to start looking for it on the map, I had no idea. At first, Mum and Dad didn't know how I'd become lost. All they knew, all anyone knew, was that I'd been picked off the streets of Calcutta, as it was known then, and after attempts to find my family had failed, I had been put in the orphanage. Happily for all of us, I was adopted by the Brealeys. So, to start with, Mum and Dad would point to Calcutta on the map and tell me that's where I came from. But in fact, the first time I ever heard the name of that city was when they said it. It wasn't until about a year after I arrived, once I'd made some headway with English, that I was able to explain that I didn't come from Calcutta at all. A train had taken me there from a train station near Jinisle, which might have been called something like Brahmapur, Berhampur, I wasn't sure. All I knew was that it was a long way from Calcutta, and no one had been able to help me find it.
Saru Brearley, Lion, A Long Way Home, 2013.